Scanner, chapter 2, text number 21. Translation. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. Repeat. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced. And all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated. When one sees the self as master. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Attaining scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead means seeing one's own self simultaneously. As far as the identity of the living entity, the spirit self, is concerned, there are a number of speculations and misgivings. The materialist does not believe in the existence of the spirit self. And empiric philosophers believe in the impersonal feature of the whole spirit without individuality of the living beings. But the transcendentalists affirm that the soul and the supersoul are two different identities, qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. There are many other theories, but all these different speculations are at once cleared off as soon as Sri Krishna is realized in truth by the process of bhakti yoga. Sri Krishna is like the sun, and the materialistic speculations about the absolute truth are like the darkest midnight. As soon as a Krishna sun is arisen within one's heart, the darkness of materialistic speculations about the absolute truth and the living beings is at once cleared off. In the presence of the sun, the darkness cannot stand, and the relative truths that were hidden within the dense darkness of ignorance become clearly manifested by the mercy of Krishna, who is residing in everyone's heart as Supersoul. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:11, the Lord says that in order to show special favor to His pure devotees, He personally eradicates the dense darkness of all misgivings by switching on the light of pure knowledge within the heart of the devotee. Therefore, because the personality of Godhead taking charge of illuminating the heart of His devotee, certainly a devotee engaged in his service in transcendental love cannot remain in darkness. He comes to know everything of the absolute and the relative truths. The devotee cannot remain in darkness, and because the devotee is enlightened by the personality of Godhead, his knowledge is certainly perfect. This is not the case for those who speculate on the absolute truth by dint of their own limited power of approach. Perfect knowledge is called parampara, or deductive knowledge, coming down from the authority to the submissive oral receiver who is bona fide by service and surrender. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme and know Him also at the same time. He reserves the right of not being exposed to such a challenging spirit of an insignificant spark of the whole, a spark subjected to the control of the illusory energy. The devotees are submissive. Therefore, the transcendental knowledge descends from the personality of Godhead to Brahma, and from Brahma to His sons and disciples in succession. This process is helped by the Supersoul within such devotees. That is the perfect way of learning transcendental knowledge. This enlightenment perfectly enables a devotee to distinguish spirit from matter, because the knot of spirit and matter is untied by the Lord. This knot is called ahankara, and it falsely obliges a living being to become identified with matter. As soon as this knot is loosened, therefore, all the clouds of doubt are once cleared. One sees his master and fully engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, being a full termination of the chain of fruitive action. In material existence, a living being creates his own chain of fruitive work and enjoys the good and bad results of these actions, life after life. but as soon as he engages himself in the loving service of the Lord, he at once becomes free from the chain of karma. His actions no longer create any reaction. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamatam Sajivam Sadvetam Savarutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsa Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namah. Who knows Bhagavad Gita 10:11? Evan, that's one of the four seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna in the heart, Tesham Satyata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te, that for one who is constantly engaged in my service, I give knowledge. And he says he turned on the light in the heart so we can see. We have external experience like that, that in the night, sometimes you can see a little bit if the moon is out or something, but you can't see much details of anything. But when the sun comes up, all of a sudden you can see, you know, mosquitoes, and you can see all the different little things everywhere, even faraway things. You can see all the dirt on the road. You can see everything. But in the dark, we can't see. So those who challenge Krishna, I'm saying here, they stay in the dark. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself or to reveal anything to them. So they can be in the dark and think, well, now, you know, I know everything. If there's examples even mundane philosophers give that if you're trying to explain the stars in the sky or the sunlight and the, you know, the beauty of the nature to someone who's blind his whole life or lived in a dark cave his whole life, for instance, and if you have a hard time to understand those things, you know, to picture something he's never seen. So people that are challenging Krishna, that are thinking that they can speculate, they can understand what is life, where it's all coming from. They have so many theories that want to leave out the soul and God, and they're all suffering. They're not helping anybody. And we see the result, and that there's practically no morality. The morality that they have is just changes all the time. There's no scriptural basis, you know, for their value system. In Finland, we get invited to many school classes. Devotees are very popular in that field. And so we went to one that was an ethics class. So I never had an ethics class. When I went to school, we didn't have things like that. Never heard of it, right? I mean, I knew the word, but... So, I asked, what are you studying? So one girl, she said, right away, we're just discussing homosexuality, abortion, and suicide. What do you think about that? So I told them, and they appreciated that we have a stand, that we actually have some value, and the teachers are happy to let the students hear that. But, you know, they say things, well, there's homosexual animals. I said, I saw it on television. You know, what about, you know, if someone is raped and then, you know, they don't want to have that child of the rapist or something. But that, you know, is such a rare thing, actually. But they present it as if this is like common, everyday thing that happens. and so therefore you have to open up abortion. It's good for everybody. I just saw somebody had yesterday some flyers, anti-abortion. That every week in UK is 4,000 abortions. Terrorists. Extremely terroristic activities, but it just goes on. They've somehow made some morality about that being okay, so that these things are going on. Because they don't know the soul, and because they don't take any instruction from Shastra, ultimately from God, then, from sadhus. It's there in every religious tradition, every scripture. There's good guidelines, but they don't take it. Now, is this the same verse that we heard Prabhupada on the other day? About the knots, or is it different? It's quite a few verses about this Ridaya Granthi. Then what did Prabhupada say is a basic start of the knot?
Sex desire,
yeah. Actually, Krishna says in the 11th canto, when he's speaking to Uddhava, that the most miserable thing is sex desire, the most painful thing. So that's another, that's the quite opposite of most people's idea, right? They're thinking it's the most important thing. So they're just increasing their suffering. I went in the, Holland and Barron or something, and I had to push past one couple who was studying some kind of thing to increase that, some sort of herb. They have so many medicine to increase, give more facility. So they can become in the next life monkeys or, some animal that has more facility for that type of life. But then they're just fighting all the time. They're not happy. And they can't possibly, understand any higher truths. So we're trying to, put the Krishna Son, the Srimad Bhagavatam, is Puranarko Sanodidai. There's the Purana Narko, that is just like the sun. And it's arisen just after the departure of Shri Krishna, who went back to his own abode, taking all the nice things with him. But the Bhagavatam is there to give light, to dissipate the dense darkness of the Kali Yuga. And it's like the sun. Krishna is like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. So in the extreme darkness, can't see your face. You can't see your anything in a very completely dark place. So that's what most people are like. They have no idea who they really are. They're just thinking, I am this body, ahankara vimudatma. And the body is demanding this. The body wants this. The body, and somebody told me my body should dress like this, or should put on, cosmetic like that. And they're just suffering like anything. They don't even much think about their mind and what to speak of there, of the soul. So we have a great mission to illuminate the hearts of the people by giving them a chance to serve the Supreme Lord. And then Krishna in the heart will wake them up. One of the big book distributors in Japan, I asked her for something to say, so she said in Japanese, Kono hon yonde irudaki de anata no jinseo kage akimasu. I said, what does that mean? I kind of knew, but it means if you just read this book, your life will light up. It will light up your life. Kage aku means light up. So people like that. It worked. And that's what everybody wants. But they don't know what that really means. So we are giving them. And Gornitai, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gododaya Pushpavanto Chitro Samdo Tamonudo. That the Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have arisen on the horizon of Godadesh just like the sun and the moon, to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, to light up everything, to show people who you really are and what you really should be doing and where you can be going. Krishna came and revealed his Vrindavan Leela to show the world special mercy, to show the world, like, you know, what and where you should be going. It's like if you go on this travel agent, they have little books for every place, right? And then they try to tell you what you can do there and how you can enjoy and what you can sightsee. And if you fly on this EasyJet, I think it is, some airline, in their magazine, it's just for every place, it's got a whole list of all the far-out restaurants and the nightclubs and, you know, where to go at night and where to eat and where to sightsee. And people are busy thinking that they'll find something interesting that would enlighten their life and make them happy. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is showing us the spiritual world, showing us especially Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna and all his associates. And what, of course, the beauty of the nature there is far beyond anything we'll ever find in this material world. And the beauty of the people and the kindness of the people and the variety of everything. The food, the scenery and the people. And then what to speak of Krishna, that everyone can have a personal relationship with his supreme person, the most beautiful person. The most beautiful, most rich person, the most famous person, the most intelligent person, the most influential, powerful person, and the most renounced person. Krishna's renounced, so he doesn't mind sharing his opulences with others, or even giving them credit, you know, like Arjuna. Krishna preferred to let Arjuna take the credit in the battle of Kurukshetra. He didn't fight. Of course, he was behind the scenes, according to Duryodhana, making all his tricks. Duryodhana was not happy with Krishna's tactics. But he'd been warned. They'd all been warned, you know, that Krishna is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can't be defeated. They were telling him many times that Krishna and Arjuna, that's Nara Narayan. Ravana was told, you know, that Ram is Vishnu and he can't be defeated. No, I can defeat him. He's just a man. He couldn't see what he was. Foolish people can't see, but fortunate people can see by the mercy of devotees, by meeting a devotee, by having contact with devotees. So like now, especially this month, but all the time, and devotees are meeting people, giving them, you know, some association of a devotee. They hear something about Krishna, and if they're very fortunate, they take the book, and they'll get some. If they're more fortunate, they'll read the book. Chances are, Prabhupada said, that's why the more money they give for the book, the better, because they might think, well, I gave a lot of money for this, so I better read it. You know, maybe, you know, see what can be done. And sometimes they give it to a friend. They, you know, but people want their life to light up. They want to be happy. They want to be peaceful, satisfied. And they're not going to get that by any amount of advancement in the material world. One of the devotees that was here last night was saying about many people he knows, you know, they're CEOs now or managing directors or something, and they're still struggling to pay their bills. They still can't quite make it. No matter what their salary is, they just spend a little more because in order to earn the money, there's so much anxiety and stress that they have to spend it. And then they'll spend more than they have. They always need more. No matter how much they have, you know, they think, well, I need a little bit more. And the more they have, the more, a little bit more they think they need to be happy. And sometimes we see people, well, like in Singapore, we have a lot of different types of people. So that many of the Indian people there, they're quite wealthy. And they usually have one or two children. But they're struggling to pay for all the expenses that they have. And then there's these Malay people, and they have like 7 children and hardly any income, and they're all really happy and peaceful and have all kinds of parties all the time. But somehow they live very simply. It's a matter of consciousness. So devotees should be satisfied with materially whatever comes his way. Yadrish cha lava santushto. Whatever comes about automatically. But as far as devotional service, we should never be satisfied. We should never think, well, I've done enough service. And, you know, why doesn't someone else do that? But the devotee always wants to do more and more. He wants to chant more. He wants to do more service, take on more, you know, depth of realizations of Krishna. That was interesting. When Narada Muni, he was looking for the, you know, who got the most mercy of Krishna. So he finally got to Dwarka, then he got to Uddhava. And all the way, everyone said, no, 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 Hanuman and Prahlad and Indra and Brahma, everyone said, no, 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 not me, not me, not me. And you go look to someone else, you know. But Uddhava, he also felt like, no, not me, but he, in order not to disturb the mood of Narada Muni, he listened to him, glorify him. You know, talking about what his level of, you know, connection with Krishna and the mercy Krishna was giving him. But then he told him about the gopis. So when he met Krishna, you know, Krishna was very pleased with Narada Muni, and he said, well, you can ask for some benediction. So Narada Muni, he said, well, I like the benediction that, you know, every devotee would never be satisfied with his service and would always want to do more service. So Krishna said that's not necessary because that's the nature of a devotee. So you got to ask for something else. And so Narada Muni thought for a little bit and then he said, I'd like the benediction that wherever I go, I will sing and promote your glories and inspire other people to chant and dance and take up, you know, spreading the glories of Krishna. Krishna said, oh, that's very good. You got it. We are supposed to be followers of Narada. Prabhupada said we are all followers of Narada Muni. In the early days when I joined the movement, there was a lot of talk about Narada Muni, the transcendental spaceman, and, you know, all the little dramas we did, there always was Narada Muni coming around and, you know, doing something with the, you know, Magari the hunter, and, you know, he's preaching to Prahlad, he's preaching to Dhruva Maharaj, he's everywhere. And always inspiring everyone for the kirtan of the holy name, for taking up the bhakti yoga. He was created by Lord Brahma out of the fine, discriminatory intelligence of Lord Brahma, to have one living entity whose only business was to spread bhakti in the universe. No other. So that's Narada Muni. And that's what we're supposed to be following. In that mood, going wherever we can, going everywhere, reaching out everywhere and giving Krishna. That's everybody's experiencing now the ecstasy of intensifying that mood. Going out, distributing books, meeting people, and people are appreciating it also. Many, many people, they get the books, they do appreciate, and many have the books, and they need to meet devotees and be reminded, you know, that you should read these books and wake up. So then Krishna will turn on the light in the heart to reveal everything. He reveals himself so they can get free from this knot. The knot can be cut and destroyed. It's pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated. One sees the self as a master. Fruitive action means trying to get some enjoyment, something for ourself, some reward, you know, for our work. And then holding on to it. But we want to give everything to Krishna. Not that we don't want to get results. We We want results. We want to distribute many books. We want to open many temples. We want to have many, many festivals. But it's all for Krishna. We're giving everything to Krishna. Nothing that this is mine, I'll keep it for myself. No. The more we give to Krishna, the more we get. Then this ahamkara, I am this body, that foolishness will be smashed. It's even so bad that people think they are the car. Prabhupada gave that example. They think, I'm a Ford, I am Rolls Royce, I'm this car. And you see many, many people daily, if you're in a, you know, in a neighborhood, doing their car puja. They're washing their car, they're polishing their car, they're buying accessories for their car, you know, to decorate inside and to fix the seat better, and right? And many, many, many things. I saw only one car accessory in one internet site. It's called Gauranga or something. And, you know, they have Gauranga t-shirts and Gauranga cups. And they had a Gauranga license plate frame. Ah. Chant Gauranga and be happy. And that was useful. But people worship their car. They put so much money and they're just so... And when they're in it, they're very... thinking that everyone will see that what I am, you know. And I have such a nice car. But nobody cares. They just get envious. So we can get off this bodily platform and understand that we're the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and be free to render more and more service to Krishna, more and more thinking of Krishna's pleasure. And when we give to Krishna, then Krishna, of course, being grateful, being so what he is, he reciprocates. He feels obliged. We were talking about the Portuguese, they say obrigado, for thank you. It means I'm obliged. You know, you gave me something, now I have to give you something back. That's a fact. Whenever anybody does anything for you, then we hold them back. So Krishna feels very strongly like that. So he's always trying to reciprocate and give the devotee back more than, much more. Krishna, Prabhupada said his father told him, you can give to God with two hands, but he's giving back with 10 hands. So you can't really keep up with, you know, the more we give Krishna, the more we get. And that's true for everybody that we engage. You know, the more they give, the more they get back. The more benefit they get. As long as they're inspired. As long as they realize that this is a valuable thing, I want to give everything to Krishna. Like this devotee we heard, he wants to, you know, match whatever the Sankirtan does. It's quite a nice sentiment, you know. Right? Can pray that a few others will do that. So we can stop early today. Anyway, that's enough time. And thank you very much for distributing books. Keep it up all year. You've enjoyed the strongest currency in the world for many, many years. So now it has to be a little, things change, you know. Someone else has to get that for a little bit. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srimad Prabhupada's Prasanna Book Distribution Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.